Blog Talk Radio. To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, July 11th, 2015, and we're coming to you live from New York City. Well, we are excited about the show today. I am Zara Green, your host. And my co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., is on the line as well. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so we can get this party popping.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. And yes, we are excited because we need to jump all over this topic today.
Indeed.
Because so much drama, destruction, just so much is built off of this topic. And so we want to hit it hard and set you guys straight on some of the stuff that, unfortunately, we've been taught to believe that's not healthy for us.
Absolutely. That's what this is about. So, the dangerous mirage of love at first sight. Before we go there, we know we have a lot of listeners, a lot of new listeners here
yes.
with us today, because we were on with the iconic Lenny Green on The Quiet Storm on WBLS of New York, which airs in many other places. So we want to welcome all of our new listeners from The Quiet Storm. And thank you very much for being with us for this ride. Welcome to the Grown Zone. And we know you've gone to all those other places, grownadvice.com, to get a free ebook, but also to join our private Facebook group. And I've already communicated with many of you. You are so very welcome here and come back every week.
And listen, those of you, you may be listening who won free books courtesy of Lenny Green, your books are on the way. And those of you who've already gone to lovinginthegrownzone.com to get our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, we thank you. And then, of course, your other listeners, hey, you need to get this book, Loving in the Grown Zone by Zara Green and me.
Alfred Edmond Jr.
And you can just go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. And Lenny was really generous in his praise of the work that we're doing with the book as well as in the Grown Zone.
Absolutely. All right, so here we go, y'all. What I'm going to do is what I always do. I'm just going to set the show up. Fools Rush In, The Dangerous Mirage of Love at First Sight. A desert oasis and love at first sight my vision just went somewhere. Wait a minute. A desert oasis and love at first sight have at least two things in common. Both attract people who are desperate and dying of thirst for water and love, respectively. And both nearly always turn out to be dangerous mirages. Also, in both cases, fools rush in the case of dating and romance, bypassing healthy relationships for the tantalizing shortcut of instant attraction that signals so-called love at first sight. Well, we know that is not the case. So this week's show, we'll show you why believing the mirage of love at first sight is not only unhealthy distraction, but can also put your body, your home, your money, your heart in real danger. I want to emphasize your body because people die not knowing who it is that they're allowing in those spaces. And we want to make that very clear for you, okay?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Baby, this myth is the most dangerous because it's celebrated and it's perpetuated in pop culture. Can I give this first point to you to really set up?
Yes. So it's very important to understand the nature of love at first sight is about fantasy. And that's why there's so many fictional stories, movies, songs, books. But it's about fantasy. Now, there is such thing as instant attraction. That is natural. We are attracted to some people. We look at people and we like what we see. We hear voices. We smell scents. That's what the whole cologne and perfume
Indeed.
Industry is
Indeed.
All about. So there are things that tantalize your senses and create instant attraction. Just like if you got a favorite food and you see it in the window, you're going to be drawn to that food. We have our preferences. So that is real. It's a fantasy, though, to think that's about love.
Indeed. Because here's what they, and this is why self-awareness
Yes.
and understanding how these physical bodies work is necessary. This is why, this is part of personal growth. There's a difference in professional development, in personal development, and personal growth. Personal growth is your intentional learning about how the body works so that your body is not dictating how you live, but you, which is the real you,
Yes.
is dictating what your body does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you need to recognize that instant attraction, what people call love at first sight, it's not about who the other person is, who you know, we were just talking about the, Idris Elba and somebody on Facebook. We go, oh, he could get it, he can get it. Y'all don't know Idris Elba.
My husband will just have to give me a pass.
But that's about fantasy. And, there's nothing wrong with having a little fun with fantasy. The problem is people will act on these fantasies.
Absolutely.
They'll meet somebody at the club and act on it.
People
they'll be doing it tonight, unfortunately.
Absolutely. They're doing it now.
Doing it right now. They'll be giving up the body. They'll be giving up other things based on this fantasy because they've been taught that there really is such a thing as love at first sight. In fact, there's a recent study that really shows that love at first sight or so-called love at first sight really falls into two categories. There's the falling in love at first sight, which is romantic fantasy.
Yes.
And the study shows that you can tell when people are falling in love at first sight when they focus on your face when they meet you.
Yes.
They're focused on your face. It's lust at first sight when they focus on your body. That
yes.
means the fantasy that they're attracted to is about what they're going to do to you and with your body. They ain't got nothing to do with you.
And I don't even need to go into detail on showing that this has nothing to do with gender.
No.
Because both women and men are fixated on people's bodies.
Body parts.
And body parts. And all of that is just lust. That's all. You can't make it any more than that. It's lust. Yes, there is chemistry. Now, listen, people. Here's what you need to understand. Chemistry is also natural. But
yes.
again, you've got to be smarter than your chemistry. But if you don't have some information and some guidelines that are dictating the chemistry you feel, then you can't help but be led by chemistry. As a result, we've got a whole lot of people walking around here who are the result of chemistry.
Because people couldn't be smarter than their genitals.
They couldn't be smarter than their genitals. They thought that this was it. And here's the reality. And this is why we say, you know, while there are exceptions to every rule, the problem with that is that
everybody
believes that they are the exception. There are some people listening to this who say, but I know so-and-so who met the first date and they got married next week and they've lived happily ever after for 60 years. Here's the reality, people. Even in that case and people stayed together, first of all, 60 years ago, that ain't going to happen today in the same way. You need to know that.
Exactly.
But if that did happen with them, those circumstances and the circumstances of their lives made that a reality. But it still does not take away the fact that you have to go through the process of learning who somebody is. And so they may have committed to each other before learning about each other.
And fortunately lucked up, and it turns out they could work it out.
But you don't want to do this thing by luck.
Well, that's like people saying, you know, I know people who play Russian roulette and they didn't catch a bullet.
Absolutely.
Is that a reason to go out and play Russian roulette?
Absolutely.
No,
it is not.
No. And here's what's even worse. What's worse is when one person is falling in love and the other person is falling in lust.
Ooh.
That happens a lot, especially
the romantic, and people can float. People can listen. Romance again, it's chemical, okay? So it's gonna fizz out.
wears off. The drugs wear off.
It's a drug. It's gonna fizz out. And if you don't have foundation, and before you intertwine those four things we talk about, your money and your home and your heart and your body, before you do that, then you have emotionally bonded with a stranger.
Now, with Zaris's foundation, we're not just talking about some kind of generalized concept. If you read Loving in the Grown Zone, we talk about these things called sustainers that
yes.
have to be part of the foundation of a relationship if it is to last.
Yes.
Otherwise, as is common knowledge, the average relationship lasts a matter of months.
3 months.
Sometimes a matter of weeks, but a matter of months, because what happens is the drugs, we're not joking, this is not a euphemism.
Come on.
There's oxytocin and dopamine in your brain that triggers when you feel attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And everything feels good in the beginning because the drugs, are the chemicals in your brain and in your body are making you feel that way. But those drugs are going to wear off, and then you're going to figure out who you really, what kind of relationship you really have.
Absolutely. Y'all, hear this and really take all this stuff to heart. Because this is us, it's Auntie Zara and Uncle Alfred, really just trying to give you some things, or giving you some things if you're yielded and you've got a hearing heart, that will operate as markers, as reference points for when you find yourself in this situation. And that's what personal growth is. It's not to wait until you end up somewhere to try and figure out what to do in it. That's not the only way you can learn.
Yes.
There are some ways that you can learn some things before you end up somewhere, because attraction is natural. Chemistry is natural. The things we're telling you, you're going to find yourself in if you don't have what we're telling you, then you're likely to follow the chemistry and the attraction rather than some sustaining markers that you've established for your life, okay? All right, I'm going to the next point, baby. Next point, in fact, I'm going to give you this one to set up too.
Attraction can be instant. Attraction usually is instant.
Yes.
But learning who a person is takes time. So, you know, I hear people all the time talk about, especially, unfortunately, it's more women than men in this case.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I caught feelings.
Yes,
we can't help who we fall in love with. We can't help how we feel about somebody.
And that's usually when they're being mistreated.
Oh, yeah. Mistreated, abused.
It's my heart.
I can't help it. I keep letting them back in. I can't help it. I keep letting them do that. I can't help it. You know, men do it too. But women are a lot more vocal about, oh, it's my feelings, I can't help it.
That's a personal growth issue, honey.
It's an absolute personal growth issue, because while you may not be able to control how you react to how you feel about people, you damn sure have control over what to do about it.
That's what being grown is
all about. Your choices about what to do about the way you feel about a situation based on the standard of what's healthy and self-loving for you.
Absolutely. That's it. I could put a period right there. Because you need to do what's healthy for you. That's what the grown zone is about.
Yes.
It's you just ask yourself one question: is this healthy or is it not? Is this healthy or is it not? If it's not healthy, then you have no business in it. Because the only reason you're here is to learn and to grow. And the more you learn as an individual, and the more you learn about you and become more self-aware, then the more that you can grow as an individual, which increases your capacity to love and increases your capacity to attract people to love you where you are. So the more you're growing in love and the more you're growing and learning, then you can attract people who are in that same space. But I'm telling you, you attract what you are, not what you want.
So if you're desperate and thirsty, guess what you're attracting?
And many of you most people who are desperate and thirsty don't know they're desperate and thirsty. That's why learning should never stop.
Yes, yes.
On that.
So talk about, I'm sorry, baby.
Because I was ready to go on a break. But
okay.
You say, go ahead, baby.
I want to hit this idea that we're not just talking about broken hearts and hurt feelings, that there are real dangers and risks when fools rush in based on love at first sight.
Well, here's the deal, y'all. My absolute favorite channel. I love it. I absolutely love it because I believe it's educational programming, and I say it all the time. I tweet it. I post it in Facebook all the time. Everywhere I am, when I'm speaking and training, I'm talking about it. I love the ID channel. I love And I
became a recruit by Zara because Zara helped me to watch it with a whole set of different eyes.
I love it because it really shows you the lack of personal growth. Because a lot of the decisions that people make and being led by their hearts and not slowing things down and having qualifiers for who can sit in that space, if they had some qualifiers, they wouldn't end up in body bags.
And in almost every one of those cases, they say it was love at first sight, instant attraction, and for that reason, the victim gave up access to their home,
that's
body,
right.
Money, and heart.
Absolutely.
Like often in a day.
Absolutely.
Often within days.
So with that.
By the way, with the endorsement of their family and friends, by the way.
Absolutely, because that's where you learn all this foolery. That's where you learn it. So on that note, y'all. We're going to take a little music break because we're coming back with a whole lot more because, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about some patterns of behavior and that kind of thing. And on top of that, for those of you who have not already, we've got a video series. We've got a video series on love and money and protecting your money at all times. If you have not seen it, it's a free video series. Go to grownzone.com, and there's a pop-up that'll come up. Just click that. Start watching the video series because you need to be able to protect yourself.
Yes.
Okay? All right. We'll be right back, y'all, on this music break, which is Chrisette Michelle featuring Neo, What You Do. We'll
yes.
be right back.
With your actions, saying those words to me doesn't mean anything.
Hey.
I don't wanna hear 'em. Baby, you could keep those three. You might as well not even speak. Many different times before.
You're
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been.